It's Marketplace Tech for Friday, September 4th. I'm Ben Johnson in New York. Next week, in a federal appeals court in New York, Microsoft will be arguing that American law enforcement authorities can't make it hand over data stored overseas. Count this legal battle as part of a pretty massive legal war being fought since the Snowden leaks, a war where U.S. tech companies are worried about staying competitive overseas. Gregory Nogheim is director at the Center for Democracy and Technology.
Companies see a huge economic downside if U.S. warrants reach data stored outside the U.S., because foreign users, including corporate users of cloud services, won't use American services if they're worried about U.S. government access.
Nogheim says U.S. companies are worried about losing tens of billions of dollars if foreign customers, including foreign governments, decide not to trust U.S. firms with their data. News came this week that a tech visionary would be stepping away from an empire they helped build. Not Tim Cook or Bill Gates or Sergey Brin. I'm talking about Natalie Massenet. She is resigning from Net-a-Porter, the online fashion group. The company is about to merge with another internet fashion powerhouse, Yuke's.com. Vanessa Friedman is fashion director at the New York Times. She says Massenet has built Net-a-Porter into a juggernaut, starting the company back when the internet didn't necessarily jibe with what the fashion world has always been about.
It's about that very overused word, curation, that you have an editor's eye looking at the thousands of products that come out every fashion week and saying, this is the best bag, this is the best skirt, this is the coolest coat. The second leg of this is that for luxury brands, image and context is incredibly important. And it's one of the reasons that, you know, most big brands own all their own stores. So they are very nervous about letting anyone else control that environment, very suspicious. And this was only exacerbated by the whole idea of the web, you know, which is not by its nature a very glossy, glamorous, tactile space.
This all comes as Net-a-Porter is set to merge with another e-commerce site, Yuke's.com. What is that deal about?
Creating the biggest luxury e-commerce site in the world.
Fairly simple answer, I guess.
Joining two competitors. It's happening because the online space at the high end is increasingly crowded. Lots of brands themselves are, you know, rushing forward to create their own e-commerce spaces. And it's forcing brands like Yuke's and Net-a-Porter to join forces as opposed to competing with each other.
Vanessa Friedman is the fashion director and chief fashion critic for the New York Times. Vanessa, thank you for talking with me.
Thanks very much.
All right, you know what time it is. Silicon Tally time. My friendly adversary this week, Jezebel's managing editor, Aaron Ryan. Aaron, you ready to play the game where we try to stump each other with numbers from the week's tech news?
I'm ready.
All right. $35,000.
It sounds like the cost of something that a rich Russian oligarch would buy. Like
that's
an
actually
accessory.
Not...
Like the newest, like very fancy Apple Watch, but I'm probably wrong.
This is actually the price of the Tesla Model 3, the company's lower-cost sedan.
Well, now is, as good a time as any to disclose the fact that I don't drive.
So you would go with, teleportation over sweet car?
Oh, my God. Yes. In a heartbeat.
You don't care about the journey?
Nope.
Exactly. All right. Fair enough. I like it. What do you got for me?
The first one I have for you is 8. 8 out of 9. I'll give you that.
8 out of 9. Ugh. This is too hard.
Sorry. 8 out of 9 is the number of baby monitors that received an F grade in this long test that they were doing about whether or not they were hackable. And the ninth one got a D rating. So they were all very bad.
In some ways, I feel like this story is perfectly packaged for the evening news.
Yes.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. It It's got all these really, like, sexy news factors. It's got anonymity.
Right.
Danger.
Yep.
Encroaching into your home.
Hacking. They're going to show the stock footage of somebody on their keyboard.
Imagine if you were one of the first people to film, like, B-roll of a guy hacking, like, with a green, like, backlit.
You're just watching those checks roll in.
Yeah. You would be so rich right now. I bet that person, like, probably has enough money to develop a good baby monitor.
All right, I got something else for you.
All right, hit me.
I'll give you a hint. $149.99. This is another dollar number.
What?
I'll give you another hint.
Okay.
Dun 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 dun.
Oh, is it that really cool Star Wars toy?
Correct, okay. My friend. Well done. It's the Sphero BB-8. Hmm. Would you spend $150 on that?
I like Star Wars, but I also live in New York City and I don't have a ton of space. But if I, you know, if I had the space to accommodate it and I was a Star Wars super fan, I think, like, it's under the, you know, $150 price point. I think that it's like
just under.
Yeah. It's like affordable for, like, people that are willing to commit. You know, it's not like early iPod expensive, but it's like an accessible luxury.
All right. What do you got for me?
Okay, so the next one I have for you is 3 million messages.
Oh, 3 million messages. I mean, I want to say something, Ashley Madison.
You're right. You're on the right track. So okay. I'll give it to you.
Okay.
Because I'll
take it.
My first clue is so weird. So 3 million is the number of messages that Ashley Madison Brass say real women have sent on the site.
That's right.
In the last week alone. And this kind of comes on the heels of actually a Gizmodo, our Jezebel's, I guess.
Yeah, Annalie Newitz.
Yeah. She's amazing. And she did this analysis of the data from the Ashley Madison hack, and she found that only, I think, 12,000 of the profiles were actually real women, and the rest were, like, angels and fake bots. Ashley Madison's response has been like, nah, they're totally real. And that's been basically...
They're totally real.
Yeah. I mean, and they're completely... They've completely established themselves as untrustworthy. Untrustworthy with their clients' data, which is really a problem now. They've been untrustworthy in representing themselves as a place where there's X number of women that are interested in having affairs. And it's like a site that attracts untrustworthy people who are trying to have affairs. So it's just like this.
It's just a mess.
It's like a layer
no
cake.
Trust.
It's like a tiramisu of, like, untrustworthy people. So when it came out, like, oh no, it's 3 million. Yep, sure.
Right.
Sure. It's like
whatever,
3-year-old
guys.
That is like, a robot came in and smashed your vase, mom. It's like, that robot didn't. That's not what happened. But, yeah.
And in a way, it feels like they're, like, escalating it. Like, they're like, no. You know what? 3 million messages, actually. Like, they're trying to, like, bluff their way out of being looking ridiculous.
Exactly. I've got a girlfriend. She lives in Canada.
Yeah. She's a model.
Exactly. That's the next thing I was going to say. That is literally the exact thing I was going to say. She's a model. Her name is Denelope,
and she's European.
Yeah,
she's amazing.
Her dad is an astronaut. that's what it sounds like to me, and it really seems quite pathetic.
Yeah, it does. I mean, are they going to IPO this year? What do you think?
Well, that would be a pretty a discount stock, I guess. Sure, I would short it.
Yeah, I would too. Erin Gloria Ryan is managing editor at Jezebel. Erin, thank you for playing along.
Oh, thanks for having me.
More of Erin's work can be found at Jezebel.com. Also, you may have heard yesterday we put a Marketplace Tech pillow on the home and garden section of eBay to celebrate the e-commerce site's 20th birthday. As of last night, the price on that item had risen almost 3,000%. Minor detail that we started bidding at $1. Just a few days left. Find a link to that hot item and more on our Twitter feed. We're at Marketplace Tech. I'm Ben Johnson, and that's Tech. This is APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.